Happy trails to you.
The dependable Dodge Plymouth dealer in your neighborhood, the man who sells and services the elegant new 54 Dodge, presents the new Roy Rogers Radio Show. Yes, folks, it's the new Roy Rogers Radio Show for the whole family. Adventure, suspense, mystery, and music. Starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West, with Pat Brady, the Mellow Men, and an all-star cast. And now, here they are to greet you with a song and a story.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along.
Well, good evening, folks. Greetings to the whole family. Here we are back again with another song and a story. I guess I don't have to tell you the name of the song. It's just about one of the best-known songs in American music. You know, a river is a strange and interesting thing. You can sail on it, go swimming in it, float logs down it. You can wash your clothes in it. You can quench your thirst with it, but the river can also be dangerous, mighty dangerous. Like when it's been raining too hard for too long, and the river bursts its banks and floods the countryside. Well, that's a story I want to tell you tonight. About the time Dale and Pat and me were coming back from Ohio, where we'd been visiting our old hometown. Well, sir, it started to rain the day we left, and it kept up for two whole days and nights. The river kept rising higher and higher. We could see it from the road, and we knew before long we'd have to leave the low country and get up into the hills. It was late at night, and we were trying to decide how much farther to drive. We turned on the radio in the car to listen to some music.
We interrupt this program of dance music to bring you a special announcement. Flood warning. All persons in or near the town of Browder are warned to evacuate the low country. Seek safety on higher ground.
Roy, that sign back there said Browder 15 miles.
I know.
And here's another bulletin. The State Hospital for Mental Diseases at Browder reports the escape of one of its inmates tonight. No description is as yet available, but the person is believed to be extremely dangerous.
Roy and Dale will return in a moment to bring you the entire story of what happened the night they were trapped by a flood and an escaped lunatic. These days, when you buy a new car, you're entitled to expect a lot of things from it, like a smooth ride, sure braking power, and modern styling. You get these benefits in far greater measure when you buy an elegant new 54 Dodge. For instance, take smooth ride. Whether you glide down the open highway or along a dirt road, Dodge Oraflow shock absorbers and stabilizer springing team up to give you smooth and enjoyable riding every foot of the way. As for braking power, your new 54 Dodge has two front wheel brake cylinders instead of one, which means double safety. And you relax, too, because you're sitting in elegant comfort on luxurious foam rubber seats. And you know your good-looking Dodge, with its long, low, natural lines, tells the world you recognize styling at its smartest. So how about it? Road test the elegant, new 54 Dodge tomorrow at your dependable Dodge Plymouth dealers. And remember, Dodge prices start below many models in the low-priced field. And now, back to Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and tonight's story.
Roy, you got any idea where this side road leads to?
No, Pat, I haven't. But I didn't think we ought to stay on that main road any longer.
We have been requested by the state police to repeat the following announcement. The State Hospital for Mental Diseases reports that an inmate escaped early this evening. The person is believed to be extremely dangerous. One moment, please. I have just been handed a description of the escaped psychopath. Be on the lookout for this person.
What's the matter? Pat,
I didn't do nothing to it. It just went dead.
Probably blew a tube.
Well, I sure wish we'd have heard the description.
Roy?
Yeah?
Hey, slow down. There's a house over there.
Where?
Over there. Through the trees. See the driveway?
Yeah, I see it. I'll turn in.
Hey, there's some other cars there. Looks like we're in luck.
Let's go. Hey, Pat, see if Trigger and Bullet are okay, will you?
Sure.
Roy?
Yeah?
One of those cars is a police car.
Yeah, I see. State Highway Patrol. Well, let's get out of the rain.
Just you make yourselves at home, Mr. Rogers. That's what I did.
Where are the people who own the house?
Oh, don't ask me. I just come up here to dodge the flood, same as you. I knocked on the door and a cop let me in.
Cop?
He must mean the state trooper. Where is he now, Mr. Dennis?
Oh, he went out in the kitchen to make some coffee. You want a little drink?
No, thanks. We don't use it.
Oh, well, in that case, excuse me.
Trigger and Bullet are okay, Roy.
Good. Mr. Dennis, this is my foreman, Pat Brady.
Howdy.
Hi. You want a little drink, Mr. Brady?
Drink? Well, I...
Pat!
Never touch it. No, sir. No.
Let's go out in the kitchen, Pat. Maybe we can get some information from the officer.
Okay.
The coffee will be ready in a minute, Mr. Dennis. Oh. Well, sorry, I thought you were that drunk in there. I'm Officer Miller. Hope you'll forgive me for barging into your house, but...
It's not our house, officer. I'm Roy Rogers, and this is Pat Brady. We just took refuge from the flood.
Oh, well, so did I, in a way. I got a call on my radio that an escaped lunatic was seen up this way.
Yeah, we heard that, too.
Oh? Did you get a description?
No, the radio went haywire just as the announcer was about to give it.
Oh, that's too bad. My radio's on the blink, too. Keeps cutting on and off, and the transmitter won't work.
Well, where are the people who own the house? Do you know?
Search me. I came up this way to investigate after I got the call, but the rain and water got so bad I had to give up. I saw this house and stopped. There was a window open in the back, so I climbed in. Do you want some coffee?
Oh, thanks.
Well, looks like more company.
I'll go see who it is.
Roy, there's someone at the door.
I know. I heard the bell, Dale. Where's Mr. Dennis?
Passed out. There on the couch.
Oh.
Excuse me, sir, but I wonder if you'd be kind enough to...
Come in.
Oh, thank you. I'm Dr. LaSalle, and this is... I'm afraid I've forgotten.
Leslie. Mrs. Charles Leslie.
Mrs. Leslie's car broke down. I stopped and gave her a lift, but we were forced off the main road.
Is the flood getting worse?
Oh, it's simply terrible. It's frightening.
We'd appreciate it if you'd allow us to stay here for a while until the storm lets up.
Well, stay as long as you like. We don't live here. Just dropped in like you did. You might as well take off your coats. From the sound of the rain, I'd say we're going to be here for quite some time.
An escaped maniac, you say?
Yeah. The radio said he was dangerous.
Roy, you keep referring to the person as he. We don't know whether it's a man or a woman.
Yeah, that's right. The radio went bluey before we got the description.
Doctor?
Yes, Miss Evans?
Officer Miller said that he'd been asked to investigate around here. He said the lunatic was seen in these parts. I was just wondering.
Yes?
Suppose... Well, just suppose that he or she came into this house. Now, as a doctor, would you be able to tell that the person was mentally unbalanced?
Well, that all depends on the individual, Miss Evans. Some mentally afflicted people are easily spotted. With others, it's almost impossible without lengthy tests and examinations.
Well, what makes you think the lunatic's going to show up here, Dale?
Well, Officer Miller said he had a tip that the person was in this vicinity. How do you know the lunatic's not here now?
Oh, now really, Miss Evans, after all...
Well, present company always accepted, of course, but... Listen, what do you know about Mrs. Leslie?
Well, I... Nothing, really. I found her by her car at the side of the road and gave her a lift.
You see? Then there's Mr. Dennis. He might have only been pretending to be drunk. Where is he now?
Sleeping it off.
Dale, I think we ought to change the subject.
All right, but just the same, I'm glad Officer Miller is here.
Sounds like another visitor. I'll get it.
This sure is a popular place tonight.
I guess it's because it's the first house you come to after you turn off the main road.
Oh, come in.
Thank you. I saw your light. I wondered if you...
Oh, just come right on in. I'll explain later that, well, I don't own this house.
Oh?
You can put your things over there. Here, let me help you.
Thank you. I'll keep the briefcase with me, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. I'm Roy Rogers. That's Dale Evans and Dr. LaSalle. We're all fugitives from the flood.
I'm Joseph Smith. I'm a fugitive, too.
Well, would you like to have some coffee, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I could do with a cup.
It's in there in the kitchen, right through that door. Tell the policeman that, well, you're the new guest.
Policeman?
Yeah, a state trooper. Makes pretty good coffee.
Thank you, but I don't think I'll trouble him.
Oh, 12 o'clock. Say, Roy, can you think of any reason why I shouldn't go upstairs and take a nap?
No, sounds like a good idea. Why don't you go ahead, Dale?
I think I will. Excuse me, everyone.
All right, Evans.
If the storm lets up, wake me, will you, Roy?
Sure.
That's a mighty fine girl, Mr. Rogers. Mighty fine.
She certainly is, Doctor.
Did you say Rogers? Roy Rogers?
That's right.
Well, I suppose I should have guessed by your Western clothes, but I never thought I'd run into Roy Rogers up here.
You might run into us almost anywhere, partner. Dale and Pat and me get around quite a bit.
Roy!
Something's happened. Coming, Dale! Where are you?
Here, Roy! Over here!
What is it?
Roy!
What's the matter?
There's a dead man in the closet!
We'll return to Roy and Dale in part two of tonight's story in just a moment. Friends, take some time out tomorrow and road test the elegant new 54 Dodge. You'll discover some mighty wonderful things. First, you'll feel the breakaway acceleration of your new Dodge. That's supplied by the surging power of the famous Red Ram V8 engine. 150 horsepower strong. Then when you've tested Dodge power, test Dodge safety. Tow the brake pedal and feel those big safe guard brakes take hold smoothly, safely, surely. And then there's something else you'll appreciate. That's the Dodge prize-winning economy. Dodge has won top honors in its class in the famous mobile gas economy run. 2 years straight. With Dodge, you'll save every mile you drive. You'll discover many more eye-opening bonus features when you road test the elegant new 54 Dodge. And you'll like its modern, graceful styling, too, with long, low, natural lines. See your nearby Dodge Plymouth dealer tomorrow. And remember, Dodge prices start below many models in the low-priced field. And now back to Roy Rogers and Dale Evans in the second part of tonight's story.
How long has he been dead, Doctor?
About 2 hours, I'd say.
Oh, how was he killed?
He was shot.
Oh, it's awful. Awful. I shouldn't have come. I shouldn't have left.
Dale.
Yes, Roy.
Mrs. Leslie doesn't look too good. Maybe you can help.
Sure, Roy. Mrs. Leslie, wouldn't you like to lie down for a while?
Yes, I think I would.
Well, come along, then. I'll help you upstairs.
You're very kind, Miss Evans. You're very kind indeed.
Well, I guess Dale's hunch was right. Looks like the escaped lunatic has been here all right. Got any ideas about what to do?
Yes, I'm going out to the patrol car and see if I can make the radio work. If I can, I'll report the murder. Then I'm coming back in here and ask everybody to identify themselves.
Good idea, officer. That's a real good idea. Well?
It's no use. The radio's dead. Connecting wires probably got wet. This the room the drunk's in?
I think so.
Okay, let's see what he has to say.
He's still sleeping. Mr. Dennis? Mr. Dennis,
huh?
Wake up.
Huh? Huh? Oh, why? Who are you?
Don't you remember anything?
Remember? No? No, where am I?
You're in a house on the ridge route. You've been drunk.
Oh.
A man's been murdered. I'd like to see your identification.
Identification? Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Here's my wallet.
Driver's license, William Dennis. 076. Cleveland.
What brought you up this way, Mr. Dennis?
What? Huh?
You heard of Mr. Dennis. You're a long way from Cleveland. Why?
I don't see where that's any of your business.
Look, Mr. Dennis, a man's been killed, and there's an escaped maniac loose around here. Maybe in this very house. It's the officer's duty to ask everybody questions.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Well, I was running away.
Running away from what?
My wife. My family. I lost everything gambling. Our savings, our home, everything. I got drunk and got in a car and just left.
What do you think, Mr. Rogers?
I don't know. He might be telling the truth.
All right, Mr. Dennis, stay here in this room. Don't leave it until I tell you to.
Sure, officer. Anything you say.
Now, I think we ought to have a talk with Mr. Smith. Find out what's in that briefcase he's been so careful about. Mr. Smith, I'm going to ask you one more time. What's in that briefcase?
It's no concern of yours. It's private.
I'm afraid nothing's private in here, Mr. Smith. You know as well as we do that we may all be in danger.
You don't think I killed that man, do you?
Did you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay, then tell us what's in the briefcase.
Well, all right. To begin with, my name isn't Smith. It's Mitchell. Harry Mitchell. I'm a teller at the Farmers Bank in Columbus. At least I was a teller in the bank. The briefcase contains $60,000. I embezzled it from the bank yesterday.
Well, I guess that takes care of Mr. Mitchell. What did you do with him, officer?
Locked him in one of the rooms.
And the briefcase?
Trunk compartment of the car. I'll take them both in when this rain lets up.
Well, I guess that leaves us with Doctor and Mrs. Leslie.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Rogers. Your man, Pat Brady, said you and the officer wanted to see me.
That's right, Doctor. Officer Miller has some questions he'd like to ask you.
Certainly.
And, Doctor, you know our situation as well as I do. Now, I only have your word that you're a doctor. So if you don't mind, I'd like to see some positive identification.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
Impossible? Why?
I seem to have lost my wallet.
That's mighty convenient.
Convenient or not, it's the truth. I stopped to buy gas just before turning off the main highway. I must have left it at the filling station.
Well, what about your medical bag? Wouldn't there be something in there to identify you? Prescription pads or something?
That's a good idea, Mr. Rogers. I'll look.
Leave that bag alone. That's private and privileged.
Hold on now, Doc. Nothing's private and privileged when there's a maniac running loose. Open the bag, officer.
Wait. All right, I'll tell you the truth. I am a doctor, but the name isn't LaSalle. It's Peterson. I didn't just give Mrs. Leslie a lift on the highway. We were running away together. We were trying to keep it a secret until we got across the state line. That's why I lied.
You still may not be telling the truth, Doctor.
Ask Mrs. Leslie. She'll tell you the same thing.
It's a good suggestion. I'll go up there now. You keep an eye on her, Mr. Rogers. I won't be long.
Okay. Well, it looks like the river's gummed up a lot of people's plans.
Hey, Roy! Roy!
Yeah, Pat?
Come on, quick. The radio's working in the patrol car, and they're trying to get the officer to answer.
Officer Miller, come in. Come in, Officer Miller. Car 135, do you read? Car 135, this is KLKL, State Police. Do you read?
Where's the transmitter button?
Gosh, I don't know nothing about these things, Roy.
You get the officer. He's upstairs with Mrs. Leslie.
Okay.
He's upstairs with Mrs. Leslie and Miss Evans.
Oh, thanks, Doc. Rado's working in his car. They're trying to call him.
I'm afraid it doesn't interest me very much at this moment.
I'll get the officer.
You looking for me?
Yeah. Hey, your radio's sounding off like a jukebox. State police are calling you, and Roy said to find you.
Where is Mr. Rogers?
In the car.
I'm afraid the radio will have to wait for a minute until I take this lunatic into custody.
Lunatic? Who?
It was a nice try, Doctor, but it didn't work.
What?
Mrs. Leslie denies your story completely. She says her car broke down and you gave her a lift. She's never seen you before in her life.
No, that's impossible. Now, She's lying.
Why would she lie?
I don't know.
Take my handcuffs, Mr. Brady.
Okay.
Now take this doctor in the kitchen and handcuff him so he can't get away.
All right, you. You heard the officer. Now, come on with me.
I'm not the man you want. I'm not crazy. You've got to believe me. Listen to me.
Officer.
What? How did you get out? I thought I...
Locked me in? You did.
And how?
Those locks aren't very good, officer. I picked it with a bobby pin. Now, I think we'd better go find Roy, don't you?
Stand just where you are, Miss Evans. You're not going anyplace.
But I only want to tell Roy that...
I know. You want to tell Roy that I'm the man you've all been looking for. Yes, Miss Evans, I escaped from that place, and I'm never going back. Crazy, they call me. Mentally unbalanced. They're the ones who are crazy.
Roy!
Shut up! One more yell like that and I'll have to kill you. Now.
I don't really want to kill you. But I have to. I have to. You can understand why I have to kill you, don't you?
Look. You've got things all wrong. We're not trying to hurt you. Honestly, we aren't. We want to help you. That's all.
Help me?
Yes. You can be cured.
Cured? What do I have to be cured of? There's nothing the matter with me. It's you. You're all sick. You're all ill.
Yes. Yes, I think maybe I am. But would you mind getting Mr. Rogers for me? He always knows what to do when I'm not feeling well.
I would like to do that, Miss Evans, but I can't.
You tell him. You tell him I escaped. And he might not understand like you do.
Well, please let me go to him. I can make him understand. I know I can. He won't hurt you if you'll just let me go to him.
I warned you!
You all right, Dale?
Yes.
He'll be all right, too.
Roy, he's the lunatic. He's the
one... Yeah, I know. I just got the description over the radio.
Then the real state trooper must have been the...
That's right. The man you found in the closet.
I got him, Roy. Got him handcuffed to the stove.
Take the key off of this officer and go let the doctor loose.
Loose? But Roy...
He's not the lunatic, Pat. The officer is.
The officer is? But I... But he... Well... Cut off my cottontail and call me bald.
Roy?
Yeah?
What about the others? Is there anything we can do?
Afraid not, Dale. We'll have to report the embezzler, but as far as the rest of them go, well, maybe the river flooding like this and getting delayed, being faced with danger, time to think, well, maybe they'll change their minds about what they were going to do.
I hope so, Roy. I sincerely hope so.
And folks, that's the whole story of how Old Man River upset everybody's well-laid plans and helped us catch a dangerous man.
Here we folks work on the Mississippi. Here we folks work while the rich folks play. Pulling those boats from the dawn till sunset. Getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dismay to rich boss frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the rich men's boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, buddy all aching and wrecked with pain.
Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk and you land in jail. I guess weary and sick of trying,
I'm tired of living.
Folks, here are the Mellow Men.
There's a better deal for the man at the wheel of the Dodge Job rated truck. It's got good looks, it's completely new.
The chassis,
the body,
and the engine too.
Dodge is easy to load, find a truck on the road, checks the features, and you'll say, there's a better deal for the man at the wheel of the Dodge Job rated truck. See Dodge today.
Yes, friends, you sure get a better deal with Dodge job-rated trucks. You'll go for that smooth power and performance of Dodge V8s and 6s. You'll find a Dodge truck a whole lot easier to handle, too.
And how, folks? I drive our Dodge pickup truck around the ranch, and I really enjoy driving it. The soft, easy chair seat, big wide windshield, truck-o-matic to save gear shifting, and what smart-looking trucks.
Folks, see what Dale's talking about? Drop in at your friendly Dodge dealers tomorrow. 5 minutes behind the wheel will prove Dodge trucks are a better deal. Folks, I'd like you to know that this is Michigan Week, and tonight Dodge salutes its home state and the workers who have helped to make Dodge a leader in its field. Well, that does it for tonight, folks. See you next Thursday, same time. Until then, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Happy trails with Dodge, the car that gives you more.
The Roy Rogers Radio Show is produced under the supervision of Art Rush. Tonight's show was written and directed by Ralph Rose from a story by Ralph Rose and Charles Smith. Music arranged and conducted by Frank Worth. Production assistant, Virginia White. Tonight's all-star cast included Pat Brady, the Mellow Men, Marvin Miller, Paul Dubov, Frank Gersel, Maya Gregory, and Shepard Mencken. Join us again next Thursday evening at this same time when the dependable Dodge Plymouth dealer in your neighborhood will again bring you transcribed the Roy Rogers Radio Show. This is Lou Crosby speaking for the man who sells and services Dodge job-rated trucks and the elegant new 54 Dodge.